I am Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. Welcome to a podcast on the adventures of the Galaxy Rangers. This is the first time, I think, on By the Power, on any of our podcasts, where I had never heard of the cartoon we're in.
Join the club, Stu.
I've somehow missed this one completely. Never heard of it, never seen it, watched it, no memories of it, nothing. I'm totally blank on this one.
Oh, my God.
James, how have you heard of this? Kane obviously hasn't either. James,
I've not heard of any of the cartoons we've done yet. Never mind.
Never used to watch cartoons as a kid. This is one of, again, one of my favourites growing up. I love Galaxy Rangers. I think it's amazing.
What was it on?
TV.
TV, yeah. I mean, it was going to be either BBC One or Three, wasn't it? BBC Two was for the over 40s, over 50s. Channel 4 was not quite there. I can't remember when Channel 4 was launched, to be honest, but they didn't have much kid content at the time.
I was quite surprised that I literally no memories of this whatsoever. Like, some stuff I know I didn't see, but I kind of vaguely recall it when I watch it, but this, nothing. What about you, Jamie?
I thought I knew about it, started watching it, then realised I have no idea what this is. So this was a new one for me as well. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think James is taking the lead on this one.
I started watching it, the titles, and thought it was Starcom. You remember that one?
No.
Where they had the little metal feet. The toys had metal feet so they could stick onto stuff.
Oh, yeah, like a magnetised thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the doors on the toys were clockwork and stuff, like the clockwork toys. But I thought this was that, because that was like about a police force in space.
That
but
sounds
it
just
it was something I've never seen before.
That sounds just as bad, Stu.
This is also not Brave Star, which from a description you could think it was, right? Space Western.
Space Western, yeah.
James, why was this one of your favourites?
I think it was the concept. Again, Space Western. You hit the nail on the head there. It's sort of, you know, nowadays you have your sort of classic Firefly and all that sort of stuff. But back then, most sci-fi was all very super futuristic. You know, it was the sort of concept of cowboys in space was relatively new. And it put two sort of genres that I loved together. You know, the sort of the old Western gunslingers and modern day sci-fi. So, yeah, I loved it.
And cowgirls.
And cowgirls. Not yeah, girls that are cows.
They drew her well, didn't they?
Yeah, worse.
Yeah. The opening credits, they drew her more well than the rest of the episodes, I thought.
Is it not a different character?
No. She just.
It could have been, right?
Yeah, they filled the character out at the start of the episode more than the rest of the series, if you get my meaning.
No, I don't, James. What do you mean? You mean like a thighs or something?
Well, she has got an implant, right?
She has. Good point. Do they all have bionic implants?
Oh, do they? You can't tell us easily on the men.
Yeah.
If you zoom in and you can't.
More visible.
Fair enough. This series, you know what? And I think, James, if I had have seen this before, I think I'd like it because I'd really enjoyed the episode.
God,
it was great. I thought it was so bad. It was good.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was awful, but good.
Oh,
awful.
No, it was amazing. It was amazing.
I'll let Jamie and Kane have their say, but for me, like, the main thing that made me think this is so bad it's good was the voice acting. Jamie and Kane, what did you think?
Yeah, so, look, there's things in this which were very good. Like, I think the introduction to it, the theme tune is very good. I really like the theme tune. I think the animation in it was well ahead of its time. For me, the characters all had well-defined roles. We got Little Richard in there. I was expecting Little Richard to break into singing Tutti Frutti at some point. There was a villain that looked like a cross between Freddie Mercury, Cruella de Vil, Wade Garrett from Roadhouse, and Claw from Inspector Gadget. So there was a lot. It's true though, right? There's a lot in here that I kind of should have liked, but every frame that went by, I had to pause it and write down in my notes, I have no frigging idea what's happening here. So I couldn't quite work. So although there's kind of the foundations are there, for there's a lot I just didn't understand and I couldn't kind of get my head around what was happening. But I think, like Stu, if I'd have watched it at the time and kind of followed the story from the start, it would have made a lot more sense to me.
What about you, Kane?
Yeah, well, there's cowboy space people, robot horses, great music throughout. What more do you want in a cartoon? I enjoyed it.
The music is good throughout, to be fair.
Yeah, it's not just the theme tune. Like, the music throughout is awesome. If I'd not watched 9 games of rugby league today, I would have watched some more episodes.
There's a lot of random riffing, isn't there? Like, literally, a bloke sat with the electric guitar just going playing his heart out every so often during the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say then, there's a guy stands up in the cartoon, the guy riffs on his guitar, like, down, down, down.
It wouldn't surprise me if that did happen in an episode.
That's what I mean. You wouldn't be surprised by that. Yeah. I also
I was surprised that, I thought it'd be too humorous for you, James. I thought it was like too funny.
Yeah, it is on that. That's just why I sort of picked it as the thing I said last time. It's that cusp of action cartoon, but there's also a lot of, I want to say, turtle-esque sort of humour. Yeah, very light-hearted sort of side thing. It doesn't take itself too seriously at all. Not usually my cup of tea.
Any cartoon, and I love it. One of the characters, Shane Gooseman.
Yep.
Whose nickname is, of course, Goose. So Shane Goose Gooseman.
The futuristic Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood, is, right?
Yeah, based on Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
Who is based on Clint Eastwood? But I love the, because I had to go and have a look into characters, because you don't get everything about them in this one episode. But the descriptions of the characters are insane. The detail I'm really impressed by. So Shane Gooseman was genetically produced in a test tube.
Yeah.
However, a gas meant to speed up their mutation of the super troopers had the side effect of making them really aggressive, mentally unstable. But it didn't affect Goose because he was at the firing range.
Getting his eye in, that's right.
And his Series 5 bionic implants allow limited control over his body's molecules, giving the ability to heal, absorb energy, and adapt to various environmental conditions by temporary shape-shifting his body. I'm like, the level of detail here for a kid's cartoon is actually pretty decent.
It goes further, though, right? Yeah. Because his shape-shifting, he can't control it. It has to be based on the environment as him, right?
Yeah, he's a bit like Darwin from Marvel comics. You know, it's whatever his body needs to do to survive that situation.
That's helped out for 3% of our audience there. Even people who've heard of X-Men go, which one's Darwin?
Yeah. He's the unkillable one that they killed off in the film.
Perfect. Even better than that is Walter Hartford, Doc, of course.
Yeah.
Why do you think his nickname's Doc?
Because his power is...
Because he's clever.
Is there an actual answer for this, Stu, or are you just kind of...
No, I'm interested, because what's his power? His power is he's good at using computers, right?
His power is terrible. He's terrible. Everybody else has got a half-decent power. His power is to use a calculator.
Tweakers, I'll have you know. They're called tweakers.
Why is he called Doc, then?
Fucking calculator. Again, is it a little... Is the guy we're talking about the one that looks like Little Richard?
Yes, he is. Yes,
he's looks Little like Richard. Little Richard.
He does.
He looks spitting got a image. No, he looks... Is it even air? Is the little Kilbin, is it? He looks... Spitting of Little Richard.
His backstory is that
Judy Fruity.
He's from the island of Jamaica. He was born to wealthy parents and so educated in private school. Topped off by attending Mrs. Abercrombie's Charm and Finishing School, where he left to join the Rangers. After he signed up with a biochemical corporation to help them produce better computer programs. He doesn't sound like he went to a posh private school.
It doesn't, does he?
Or a charm and finishing school. Because
he calls people
accent.
Like Jive Turkey and stuff.
Yeah.
He really does. You Jive Turkey.
it was the same what after the Jive Turkey line, right?
The hoodoo bit. Yeah. As well. Hoodoo. Hoodoo.
You do.
Yeah, oh, dear me.
And I may as well talk the last two. Nico is an archaeologist who also had psychic abilities.
Is Nico the one with the rack?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, correct.
Got it. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean the one with the rack.
She's got she's an archaeologist, so she's got a rack of things she's discovered. Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
So she's cool. She's got psychic powers. And then Zachary Fox has got a fake half a body, right?
He has. He's got bionic. Yeah, he lost half his body in the first episode. So his whole left side is bionic.
How do you lose?
To be fair, he lost his wife at the same time. She got kidnapped.
Exactly. So he's,
he lost a full person, 1.5 people.
Wait, so all the three males have a long backstory, and the chick, she's just a sidekick, and that's it.
No, this is just a bit boring, I think.
Yeah.
Essentially, she's an architect whose homeworld was destroyed.
Archaeologist.
Archaeologist.
She's a kind of architect. Yeah.
But interestingly enough, she isn't a love interest of the main character of Zachary Fox, is she? It's her and Goose that have the love thing going on. Clint Eastwood and Nico that have the love thing going
Goose
on.
Goose is the better looking one of the.
Which is a good choice.
Good looking chap.
Goose he probably should be in charge.
I don't know. I was kind of sold on Q-Ball. What a great name.
Q-Ball. Yeah. Just because he happens to be bald.
Just because he's bald. What should we call him? Call him Q-Ball.
Yeah. Maybe he's really good at pull. Because it'd be a coincidence that he's
It'd be great, though, for this if they called each character not by their actual name, but they called them by their physical appearance, which they did with Q-Ball.
How would you go through the other four?
Yeah, I can see where this is going, and it's going to do nothing but trip me up.
So I'll start. We'll do one each. I'll start. Zachary Fox is going to be a half and half.
That's fucking worse.
Yeah.
James, I'm going Goose. He's K Clint, because he is literally like the blonde hair, blue eyes.
I'm picking Nico then. I'm going for Tig Old Bitties.
Tig Old Bitties. Can you get dog?
Tutti Frutti.
Like it.
Yes.
Nice. Very nice. Safe bet. We've renamed them. I love it. I like any better than theirs.
The names aren't great, are they? I mean, I quite like Shane Gooseman's name, but the other ones, they're not great names. There's nothing what really sticks out as like a hero name.
Zach Fox is pretty cool name. I think that's like quite badass. Yeah.
Fox with a double X.
Oh, is it with a double X, is it? I'm sold then.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the future.
Is Shane Gooseman Gooseman or Gooseman?
He's not a man goose.
Like he's like Spider-Man.
Well, he can shapeshift though, can't
he? It's just his surname. It's not,
maybe one day he was on a farm and he thought, fucking hell, I've turned into a goose.
Maybe it was a goose that turned into a human.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that one. I like that backstory. I like how Gooseman, he wasn't evil like the other super
the gas,
right?
Yeah.
He didn't inhale the gas. But he was given the option of not being cryogenically frozen like the rest of them. If he helps some escaped ones. Which seems a bit harsh that we're going to freeze him even though he was fine.
I suppose it's that because they were worried about him becoming uncontrollable like they were. I know he wasn't exposed to the gas, but it could have happened. And they were like, you know what? Better safe than sorry. In for a penny, in for a pam. Let's lock him up. Or give him a gun.
I feel sorry for him like I did for
It's like your brothers are like, you know, becoming incredibly violent and nasty. So we're either going to put you on ice or we'll give you a gun and send you out into space.
And
that's the thing. Their badges don't give them the powers.
What's the point of the badges then, James?
The badges amplify their powers. So they've all got their powers regardless of the badges, but without the badges, they aren't amplified as much.
So are the badges, are they, I don't want to say attached to them, but are they wired up to them? How does it amplify the powers?
I'm assuming they're wired up.
Right.
Look at the image at the start. It looks like there's some sort of wire circuitry going on there. So it possibly, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
That's kind of like the morphers in Power Rangers then.
Ooh.
So they just amps them up, does it?
Yeah.
I've got a note on Power Rangers here as well.
Go on.
What now?
Well, it's perfect time.
There's literally perfect
Power Rangers.
Why do you want to save everything for later?
I just mentioned Power Rangers, but I'll not talk about it now.
All right, then. I've got a theory. The man inside the trash, now the Jamie's got a theory. World ain't ever gonna be the same.
Ooh, go on.
So I was kind of doing my research on this, which is quite tough because, I mean, most of the cartoons we've covered so far, there's quite a lot on them, right?
People have heard of. With
what we're talking about here, there's very little online what you can find on it. So I started out by kind of like typing in stuff and just reading things. And I typed in Galaxy Rangers and Power Rangers came up. So, Kane, you might be in a better position to know about this, but there's, I believe, a series of Power Rangers called Galactic Force, where the Power Rangers in it are called Galaxy Rangers as well. Is that correct?
It's not the Lost Galaxy one, the Galactic Force.
It's a recent one. It's only in the last few years.
Go on.
I think it's only in the last few years. So, well, and this is what I was interested in: why they've got we've got Galaxy Rangers in this, but also there's a squad or whatever you call them, a Power Rangers called the Galaxy Rangers as well. And I thought it's got to be kind of some kind of coincidence, right? But then I thought, well, there are a lot of similarities. What you mentioned earlier on, so. There's the, like, in the Galaxy Rangers, the Power Rangers one, which is the last few years, they've got obviously the Zords, which is there's a lion, there's an ape, there's a bull, tiger, condor, and rhino. And I know in this, they don't really have animals as such, but they are riding around on robotic horses. So there's a little bit of a link there.
Are you living on this fucking planet? A chip could have come up with better than this.
So we've started stretching already. I'm interested to see how much closer we're going to get.
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a stretch, but theory's all right. But you mentioned earlier on about the badges pressing the badges, and Kane said, well, Power Rangers were the same as well. They'd kind of morph throughout the pressing of things. And I thought, I wonder if there is a link then between these two, between what we're talking about now, Galaxy Rangers and the Galaxy Rangers within Power Rangers. So I thought, well, Galaxy Rangers, what we're talking about now is what, 2086? So it's in the future. The Power Rangers, what I'm talking about now is now. So I wonder if it's almost like a clan, a cult that happens at different times in the in history, and that it's actually a Power Rangers is almost, dare I say, a sequel to what we're talking about now. So that's okay. Just a very rough theory that I had there about the link between the two.
I've just quickly looked. What did you call them? Galactic Rangers?
Galaxy Rangers. So there's Galaxy...
I think you called them...
Galaxy Force.
Yeah,
Galaxy Force
was a fan-created Power Rangers thing. But there is one called Lost Galaxy. And in the Lost Galaxy, the Power Rangers are called Galaxy Rangers.
Oh, that must be it then.
So that probably...
Copyright infringement right there.
Yeah.
And I don't know enough Power Rangers stuff, but doesn't Power Rangers have
a queen? Yeah, looks just like... what's the...
She does.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't mention
that. Well, I was coming on to
Rita
that.
Rita Rapunzel.
Kane knows a lot more about this than me. That's why I kind of wanted to kind of hand off to Kane a little bit there in regards to those.
I have to tell you, I have to go for your theory.
Well, it's a theory that I've got, but I'm sure there's more similarities, like you just said about the Queen and stuff like that. But I'm quite conscious that I don't know much about Power Rangers, so if I go into it too much detail, I'll end up tripping over myself left, right, and centre. But I just thought the coincidence, there's a lot of similarities from my limited knowledge that seem to be there.
There definitely is. Just on the like Galaxy Rangers themselves being called Rangers, the Morphers,
Guns.
Yeah, the guns. I totally see where you're coming from. Like I said, the Rita Rapunzel witch woman, she looks, the double of her. Well, cross. Yeah, so I see where you're coming from. Just a quick one as well on Last Galaxy. There's my favourite Power Ranger in that, who's the Magna Defender, who looks like the most baddest motherfucker of all time in Power Rangers.
He's a good guy, is he?
Yeah, he's called Magna Defender on Lost Galaxy. And he's a Power Ranger.
What colour is he?
He is like black, but he's not the Black Ranger.
No, I meant what colour Power Ranger
is. He's not a Power Ranger. He's not the Black Power Ranger, but is black.
Here we go. I've got him. Magda Defender.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks cool.
I'm so confused. Yeah. I thought Power Ranger, is that a colour?
Yeah, he's the black. But he's not the Black Ranger. But he is the colour of black.
I thought the...
He's not a Power
Ranger. Oh, he's not a Power Ranger.
He's one of the... Yeah, like the defenders who were with ally of the Power Rangers.
It looks cool.
It does look cool.
Okay. That's.
Ooh,
the one with the horns on his head.
Oh, his sword's awesome. So, Ooh, Kane, I'm quite conscious. Well, not conscious as such, but I've kind of, I know we're probably not going to talk about Power Rangers. It's not a cartoon. So this is my kind of, my little nod to getting Power Rangers spoke about in That's some true. Capacity as well. This dude here then, just tell me about him because he looks awesome. What's his get up, this guy?
Well, it doesn't link at all to what we're watching now, Defenders okay. of the Galaxy Ranger. but we can talk about Power Rangers if you want.
Kane, am I dreaming or have you painted a model of this dude?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
You'll have to put that up on Twitter for everybody to have a look at. Because I hadn't made that link until I just looked at a picture of him. I guess this theory of... So we're talking about how different it is about it being a space western. And that kind of made me realise that I think I like every space western. Ooh.
Wait, what?
There's not been loads, but I think everyone that's ever existed.
Nobody's shot down my theory then. Are we saying my theory's okay? Are we all okay with the Power Rangers and linked to this?
I think it's more of an element of the Power Rangers have probably just taken influence from the Galaxy Rangers rather than it being a theory where it comes along every few years.
Yeah, I'm thinking with you on that one. For me, the Galaxy Rangers is a sort of natural extension of the police force. So the Texas Rangers and all that sort of stuff. I'm not sure how it would necessarily, but I don't know enough about Power Rangers in all fairness to give you a full thingy, but
I would
think Power Rangers aren't really a police force, are they? They're themselves.
I suppose they kind of are. There's also a Power Rangers series where they are a police force.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I guess I would love it on the next Power Rangers if they all come riding on horses.
Is that called Police Rangers?
Ranger Rangers.
I think, James, sorry to correct you there, but I think Ranger Rangers is when they're Power Rangers and the Park Rangers.
Searching for Yogi Bear.
In one of the American National Parks.
That'd be a terrible
National Park Ranger Rangers.
Bit like Yogi Bear's the villain in it. Hey, Bobo. I'm a picnic basket.
A giant Yogi Bear. Because I was going to mention Bravestar, because Bravestar is obviously another space western that I really enjoyed. Yep. And that got me thinking about how many space westerns there are, and I could only think of two or three.
See, Bravestar and Galaxy Ranger would be a good crossover.
Agreed.
What about a Galaxy Rangers crossover with Firefly?
I've got a semi. Yeah, that'll love that. I would love that.
Or the only other one I could think of, Cowboy Bebop.
Ooh, yes.
What, is it?
Which, by the way, is a 90s cartoon.
Is it really?
Cowboy Bebop? Is it in Turtles?
Yeah. No, it's a Japanese anime series.
Oh, good. Fuck that.
It's to be honest, Firefly is a bit of a, I wouldn't say rip-off, but definitely inspired by Cowboy Bebop.
I think a Cowboy Bebop and Rocksteady would be even better.
That would be cool. A Western-themed Turtles must have happened, right? The Turtles must have got
it's
sent back
Turtles
in time.
Turtles in Space surely. Happened, or Turtles in Time, I think it was called. So I would imagine at some point.
I thought it rung a bell. I can imagine seeing the Turtles with one of them like with a big sombrero and shotguns. What was that video game where you were a different type of cowboy? Arcade game. Oh, that's going to annoy me now. Let us know on Twitter what arcade gimmick was where you could choose. It was like the Turtles one. You could choose four player, and one of the characters would have a sombrero and shotguns, and the other one had two pistols and looked actually a lot like Goose.
This was a computer game?
Yeah, an arcade game.
And like when we say arcade, we talk like 90s. An 80s arcade game.
90s.
James is Googling
90s.
It now and he's going to pretend he remembers.
No, I'm really not, but I'm intrigued. It sounds pretty cool.
Somebody will let us know.
King of Fighters, was it, Stu?
No, it was like a turtle style where you walk from left to right, but you had four different gunslingers. But I've got a feeling one of the characters was weird, was like a baby controlling a walking robot.
Well, I know it's bollocks now.
It's sounding pretty good, actually.
A baby controlling a walking robot.
Yeah, imagine like, you know, the things you sit babies in so they can kind of scootle around.
Yeah, like a walker.
No, not so much like the thing they push, like the thing they're in when they can bounce a little bit and it's got wheels on it.
Yeah, like a walker, right? That's what they walk around in, yeah?
Yeah, is it? Yeah, maybe one of those then, but that's like Buzz Lightyear's suit, but with a walker for a head.
So it's like sticking a baby in one of the suits from Aliens then. You know, the one Sigourney Weaver walks in.
Oh, yeah.
More like a baby-looking suit. It does look more like a robot Buzz Lightyear with bright colours and stuff.
Instead of a gun in its left hand, it has a dummy, a pacifier that it can pop in its mouth. I like it. It sounds pretty cool, though.
I'll find it for you later. What do we think about the... and James, I know you talked about this, your favourite lines from this.
Oh.
This had some good lines. This had some good writing.
Yeah. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Was my top one.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought everyone was going to pick the same one. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I'm going to go for it. The spell was Ho-Cho Bimbo Cho, chat Obi-Wan Kenobi, doobie-doo and all that jazz, do the Mamba Baby loose.
Who says that? Who is it?
Spell phenomenal.
The evil spell guy.
Mm.
Mogul. Mogul.
James fell into the trap I thought I would.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the baddie from the Superman cartoons from Warworld.
The voice acting was awful, but perfect for the characters.
Yeah.
Like the bad guy.
Lazarus Slade as well.
Yeah, his accent, like he's from the deep south.
Only sometimes, though. Sometimes it like evens out a little. Yeah.
But not very inconsistently.
Has anybody else any like good lines from this? That and I didn't pick up on that many. That's why I ask it.
I did like the giant turkey say what when jive turkey say what
jive turkey.
Your jive turkey say what?
That was
the other one that when all the Galaxy Rangers. It's not quite a quote. We're like going into the battle and they all go like Jim Duggan.
Like Thundercats.
I thought it was like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah. Power Rangers.
That's what I wrote down. This right is, it was like Thundercats. But they just do Galaxy Ranger. Was this a thing, James? Was it identical? Because there wasn't that much time between them, right? Like it was 85 and 88.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Only three years between them.
I suspect, yeah, there's maybe a bit of dual writers on both shows, you know, sort of working the same thing. Well, perhaps everyone in the 80s just said ho when they were doing something.
I like that.
You know, going to the
isn't it the American Army thing? The American Army thing's hoo-ha, isn't it?
Galaxy Rangers, hoo-ha. Yeah, that works.
Or hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Would the English version be like, yoo-hoo? Galaxy Rangers, yoo-hoo.
I'm not sure that's English.
Maybe that should be Bez's goodbye on the podcast. He just goes,
there we go.
Yoo-hoo.
That's a really good idea.
You don't say goodbye, you say,
oh. You don't have to, though, this way.
Oh, you can do the British version, the yoo-hoo. Yeah.
Yoo-ha. my favourite line in this, and it's not even that good a line, but it's Mogul where he manifests a demon, and then somebody shoots him, and he goes, "He psychically melted my demon." That's not even that funny, but as a line, I really just didn't expect it. I really like that. He psychically melted my demon.
Was that the demon that was the dog?
No, that dog had a right.
I felt really sorry for the dog.
It was brilliant.
I felt so he didn't do anything. They started shooting
from
his face.
From the moment it appeared,
he was dead cute.
From the moment it appeared, and the voice actor chosen to play the dog went woof,
yeah,
woof. So I'm playing a dog, right? Yeah. Okay, take one. Woof, woof.
Then they shot him in the face.
I don't think dogs say woof. Can we try like a bark? Yeah, got it. Woof, woof. And then his electronic talks. I really want to know what it said just before it got disintegrated, but I couldn't quite tell what he was saying.
Don't shoot.
But based on the spell, I was hoping it'd be something
don't
really
shoot.
Funny, but it then disintegrated before it came back again.
Was there any toys for this, Bez?
Yes.
It can't have been. No way.
No way.
There was.
You did not have any of these.
Yeah, I had either Zachary Fox or Goose. I think it was Goose I had, but I can't be 100% sure. They had like a quick action like draw as well.
It's like the hand.
They were very good toys. They were good. Yeah, they were about Thundercats sort of size. So they're a good size figure.
Thundercat toys or the actual Thundercats?
Say again?
Thundercat toy size or the actual size of the Thundercats?
Yeah, the actual Thundercats. Yeah, Thundercats toy size. They mixed in very well with that. Sort of smaller than Action Man, but...
It was just like spring-loaded arms then, James, as though it's like drawing a gun. Yeah. Is that what it was?
So it didn't strike me as the type of cartoon like most around here where there was just a toy line for it. Right, that's why I was surprised that there was toys for it. Have you still got them now, Bez?
Yeah, no, no. No, I had looked today, strangely enough. I found a Jaga from Thundercats, but there's no Galaxy Rangers up there, so I might have to track them down next, I think.
See if you can get hold of a Nico toy.
Well, I'd be interested to know if she's... I'm just looking now.
Oh,
let's have a look.
Maybe that's a real size. Maybe that's a real size one.
I think we should post the picture of Nico on Twitter.
They made
because
the toy.
I'm not sure why they made her facial expression different to all of the others.
Oh, you can get Brave Star as well, including that big horse thing of his.
2020 or something. What is it called? It was numbers.
Is
it not the one he rides? His friend.
Yeah,
30, 30.
Same one.
We always get numbers wrong.
Well. We've rides.
Mentioned
right.
it on so many it's the same podcasts. One, I've got it wrong.
It's two numbers that are the same numbers.
30, 30.
Yeah. James, did you think he had a friend horse and then one he rode as well?
Yeah, because I didn't realise that was his horse.
The Transformer. Yeah.
Didn't realise.
Yeah, same one, yeah.
I don't really remember Brave Star that much, strange enough. I didn't watch it a vast amount. But, the toys were very good.
There's been a new line
recently as well by someone.
Oh, new. I thought you said new.
A new line of them done. Yeah.
Oh, they're quite good, James, them toys.
Yeah, the hats didn't fit on particularly well, but yeah, they've definitely highlighted their assets on that one.
His hat looks very high on his head, doesn't it? Look at Goose's
looks
hat.
Like Nico's got pointy... Yeah.
It's like a child's hat he's put on top
pointy
of his head.
Breasts.
Yeah, she's a bit Madonna, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Just for anyone listening, basically, we're just... We're going silence. We're just looking at the old toys. So, James, did the hats come off these then? The hats weren't static on?
Yes. The more important question, did the hats came off. Stay on? They're like balanced on top.
No, not very well. Not very well. You had to really sort of ram it down. I mean, luckily with Goose, because of his hair, he had a bit more to sort of grip on with. So also, push it down hard.
Also,
it was
James,
fine.
What's...
I wonder if we should get our own...
hands on that picture.
We should get our own action figures. Of us. Power Squad action figure range. What do you reckon?
I'll print us some.
Ooh.
Oh, you've got your 3D printer. Yeah, you've got to make them.
Copy
me on Goose's model here.
I'm getting fucked over here. Well, if that's the case, then what's...
I'm just going to get Jamie, Mr. T, the 18 toys from the 80s.
Yeah.
And I get a Mr. T one and just literally just...
Yeah, you do just, look, just you do look like it. Mr. T, Jamie, actually. Think of it.
Especially the toy from back in the day.
I think I'm setting up a lot of expectations for people with this. I'm a lot smaller.
I think you could get away with using.
You're a lot taller than Mr. T. In real life,
I'm taller than Mr. T.
You're taller than him. Fuck off.
Taller than Jamie.
I thought you meant the Mr. T.
You are.
Jamie is not taller than Mr. T.
Mr. T is about 5'5" in real life.
Bollocks.
Kid you not.
I'm 5'7".
How tall are you, Jamie?
I'm 5'7½" and I'm taking the half.
It's one of my claims to fame. I met him at Freddie Mercury's birthday
party.
Slow down, cowboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So what's the context?
Freddie Mercury's birthday party.
My mum used to work with Freddie Mercury's brother-in-law, and she was a big Queen fan. And he was having a birthday party, so he knew she was a big Queen fan, so he invited her along.
I knew this. And, I remember you telling me this. I went as well, actually.
And Mr. T was there, and I think I must have been
insane,
11
or 12
at the time, or something like that. And I was like, I didn't really know who Queen were that much. I knew him a little bit, but I wasn't a big fan. But when I saw Mr. T, I'm like, that's Mr. T. That's the 18. This is the best day of my life. But then as I got closer, it was like a forced perspective. I'm like, hang about, he's not this, you know, 6'6" outhouse that you expect him to be. He's big. I mean, he's got massive arms on him, but he's actually...
Are you sure you're
really
Mr.
short.
T?
Okay, why are you having your fever dream there?
We were about the same height almost.
I did have a look. Mr. T, Babe Rackus, is 5'10".
No way is he 5 foot ten. Not a chance.
Are you sure you saw Mr. T?
That is definitely Mr. T. There's no way he's 5 foot ten. Are you sure
that Freddie Mercury hadn't hired a Mr. T lookalike for his party?
Are you sure it was Freddie Mercury?
If he's 5 foot ten, yeah. If he's 5 foot ten, and so is Tom Cruise.
Are you sure they weren't lying to you, and you were just like a Belper, like community centre, yeah. And they said it was.
Was it really Freddie Mercury?
He is not 5 foot ten.
Have you got any pictures, James? And I don't mean this sarcastically. Have you genuinely got any pictures of this?
No. People didn't have cameras back then. Not easy cameras. You had to have a big camera in it. It was a little bit, you know,
people
a birthday
didn't
party.
Have cameras
you
didn't live in 40s. In the mid-80s.
No, but you wouldn't. When I was 10, it was proper big cameras.
It no, all, it wasn't.
You,
know,
you have to get your bollocks.
You didn't have little cameras.
You didn't have to get under a little hood and take a picture or anything.
All right. We didn't have one then.
Oh.
When did we get a SLR thing? I used to take around with a big, like 20 different attachments, and that's how it came in its own little bag.
Jamie?
With different lenses and stuff like that.
How tall would you say Hulk Hogan was?
Well, the thing is, there's a thing with him wrestling that they always had a bit more weight on, and they add a couple of inches for the height as well. This is a real thing. Yeah, it's a real thing.
How tall do you think he is?
So I mean, the what we're saying now could be his real height or his wrestling height, but I'd go for 6'2". Maybe.
Yeah, I think his wrestling
height. I was thinking 6'4".
I think his wrestling height was 6'6", weren't it? Then
it'd be 6'4", then.
When I was in the queue for Splash Mountain with Hulk Hogan, I remember him being a little bit taller than me.
Really?
How many years ago were we talking? Yeah.
I was 6 foot tall at that point. So I'd say 6'2 is realistic for Hogan.
When was this, Stu? How long ago?
This would have been mid-90s, 93, 94 maybe.
Did you speak to him or just let him do his thing?
No, he had loads of people around him.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like everywhere he went, there was a 5-deep group of people around him.
Supposedly 6'6".
It'll be 6'4".
His build height was 6'7".
Right.
Oh, 6'7", was it?
His build height was 6'7", yeah, and they reckon he's 6'6".
Hmm.
Talking of wrestlers at theme park, I saw Brock Lesnar at Universal.
Yeah, I saw the photo of that. You're about three folks behind him, weren't you?
It was, yeah. I remember just seeing a kid, I'm thinking, that's a big dude. Looking at his mum, I'm thinking, geez, that's a big lady. Then looking at the fella, I'm thinking, fuck me, he's huge. And it was Brock Lesnar. And there was no security around him or anything, but I just didn't go for a...
Let's face it, no one's going to have a pop at him.
Yeah, because I was thinking, oh, should I get a signature or not? But I didn't want to, like, spoil his day or spoil his kid's day. Yeah. But I wish if I did now.
Also, what would you have got him to sign?
His penis.
My face.
What, Brock Lesnar?
Sign his own face, not Gaines.
I wonder if there's any of our followers what have seen wrestlers or other famous people in at theme parks.
I had one as well.
Did you say?
I had when was it?
You saw my lookalike actually once, didn't you?
I did. I was me and my wife we go to Disney a lot, and we saw a guy in Disney World just outside of Epcot that looked spitting image of Kane. I took a picture of this guy and sent it to you, right? If I remember right, Kane.
Yeah.
That was about 5 years ago. But it was.
I remember looking at him. I don't think he had cameras that he could just carry around there.
Yeah,
I
remember looking at the picture as well and thinking, "Fuck, am I in Epcot?" It was like confusing. Like even I thought it was me. Like,
tell the truth, Kane. You were there. You just didn't want to tell Jamie. Yeah, you were there. You want to see him? He's like, "Shit, my brother."
Did he have the same hair as you, Kane, as well?
It was spot on.
It wasn't just like everything about like same hair, same stance, really big shoulders like me.
So that's what makes it extra freaky, because like I can imagine the coincidence of somebody looking like you, but then they've also got a similar hairstyle as well.
I'll dig it out and try and find it.
Met very briefly a few years earlier Barry McGuigan on the Indiana Jones ride at MGM Studios.
This just took a dip, hasn't it? It's took a dip from Hulk Hogan.
Who did you
and
see,
then, Jamie? I met Prince Nassim in the bathroom of... No, really.
Why was Prince Nassim there? celebrity you come to.
Going to repeat. Is this number one or number two?
I bet he was
number one. That,
Stu had a bunch of lollipops in his pocket. You're asking him for 50p and a lollipop to wash his hands.
That always puts me off, that does. Does that remember anybody else not like that?
What, when they offer you a lollipop? Yeah,
no, the bloke in the toilets with the aftershaves and the towels and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't know, it just...
What did it put you off?
Washing your hands.
Well, I don't want any aftershave. And like some places, like you hand you a towel and stuff like that. I want to dry my hands, yeah, but I don't want to pay you for the privilege of drying my hands.
Do you just walk out then, James? Is that the tactic? Say, I'm all right, thanks. And just...
I give him a nod. I always give him a nod.
Do you want no money? Hands, though?
Yeah, and just splatter him in his face as I'm walking past.
Gosh. Let's pull things back on track a little bit. We're about in the middle of the show. Jamie is still taking a vacation from Would You Rathers, and this week he's giving it to James to do.
Yes, James, what is your... The pressure is immense.
The pressure is huge. I hope you don't fold under the pressure and imagine you're at Freddie Mercury's birthday party with B.A. Brackett. Yeah. That's probably not going to happen. What is your Would You Rather?
My Would You Rather is, would you rather begin every sentence with, hey, idiot, or end every sentence with, ha, 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 I was just kidding?
Hey, idiot, I'm going to try this out and see what I think for a little while.
Go for it.
I think you just did.
He was just kidding.
What's the link here to this? What's the link to this, James?
None whatsoever. Oh, right, okay. None whatsoever. Right. I choked.
To be fair, we've had all the Would You Rathers.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Linked to the cartoon.
Yeah.
To be fair, we've not spoken about Galaxy Rangers before, did we? We've talked about celebrities in theme parks and the height.
Let us know on Twitter what celebrities you've been with in theme parks, especially if they are fighters of some kind. It seems like, why is it only boxers and wrestlers who go to theme parks?
Bizarre.
I think I'd go the hey, idiot.
Ooh, begin every sentence with hey, idiot.
I think the hey idiot it could become my. You know, like people go, hey brother, mine would just be hey idiot. Where the ha ha ha, you're joking, it'd be very hard if you're trying to be.
I was joking. I was kidding, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey idiot, when, like, it was ha ha, I'm only joking.
You see, neither works particularly well for you at work, does it really?
No. Good point.
I think I would do the hey idiot as well. There was a thing what Darren Brown talks about in his first book called Tricks of the Mind, where he tells a story about when he was younger, and I think he was at university, and he had a group of thugs come up to him and almost start a fight with him. And he said something to put them off, which was, so these thugs come up to Darren Brown starting a fight with him, and he said, guys, can you remember when he was younger and they had the pencil cases that were shaped like Walker's cheese and onion crisp packets to these guys? And he said, look, if you ever really need to put anything off, the start of that conversation, that recency effect is important because people don't expect it. It knocks them off balance. But if you do that towards the end of a conversation, people have kind of built a bit of rapport with you and they kind of got into the flow of it. So for me, based on that, I'm going to go with the start of it. I'm going to say at the start, hey, idiot, because I don't think people are listening as much and they're trying to suss you out. Whereas at the end, if you've built that rapport, I think you can kind of blow it straight out of the water. So I'm going to go with a hey, idiot from the start.
That is a very tactical answer.
Sorry, say that again.
Well thought out.
Say that again, well, Jamie. I missed some of that.
What, all of it?
Yeah.
You want to say every bit of it again?
No, don't.
No, I'm
not
joking.
Okay.
But I suppose then the argument to that is, because that was for people you don't know really to suss you out. But
yeah.
What percentage of your life are you around people?
Who you've got a rapport with already, right?
Who are beating you.
Yeah.
What would the impact be on the people in your family that you start every sentence with hey idiot at them?
Can you say it jovially, hey idiot, or does it have to be like
you can pronounce it however you want to pronounce it. As long as you say the words.
Hey idiot. Yeah, hey idiot. Then go for it.
Hey, idiot.
Can you say idiot really quiet? So hey idiot. then go into your conversation.
That's the almost worse, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you just under your breath.
Oh, dickhead.
Change it into a cough. Hey, idiot. Yeah, I'm going, hey, idiot.
Okay. Stu?
Hey, idiot. I'm going for hey, idiot.
Oh. Okay. Well, and James going, hey, idiot, as well.
What are you doing, about you, Baz? James, yeah.
I'm going for the last one. I'm going for I was only kidding.
Why? What's your reasoning?
Just don't want to be different. I want to stand out. You know, don't want to be a sheep.
Give it a go. Give it a feel now. In this
and most of the stuff I say isn't serious, in all fairness. So it does fit in most situations.
You're only joking.
So, yeah.
What? So you're not being serious about that?
Oh. I was only kidding. No, I'm being serious.
But you're only joking.
Then you've got to say I'm only kidding.
You've got to say, I'm only kidding. Who knows?
But I'm only joking.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
You haven't said idiot.
But you're only joking.
Hey, idiot, before every sentence you say, hey, idiot. Is that right?
Every sentence.
Hey, idiot, you didn't say it then, James.
See, that's a tricky one. It's every sentence. It's not just the greeting of the person. You've got to say it as you're going along.
Just don't put a full stop in your sentence. Hey, idiot, then just
get off. Breathe.
Hey, idiot, Jamie would be okay.
Yeah, it's true.
See, I think I'd get really annoyed with the hey, idiot, every sentence. What, at least mine's just at the end of the sentence. It's just at the end of it. It's like,
what's the difference?
I don't know. I don't know. It's almost like, I don't know. I could
it's longer, though, the end one. Say the whole end one.
Oh, I was only kidding.
Hey, idiot, I thought you had to say, ha-ha, I was only kidding.
Do you have to go, ha-ha? Or is that just laughing? Ha-ha. Who knows?
That's not a fucking laugh.
You made this up. You decide.
A little chuckle to myself.
Let's see if we can get back to Galaxy Rangers for a moment.
I don't think we've even started on Galaxy Rangers yet. If I get back to it. And have we even said what Power episode we're talking Galaxy about Rangers. Here? Have we even said what the...
I'm going to get us back on Galaxy Rangers.
Go for it, James.
So, if you had to pick one of the Galaxy Rangers powers, which one would you pick and why? And we'll go to... Let's go to Stu first, our fearless leader.
Can we go through the powers first? Because during this episode, I didn't really see many powers.
So, you've got Zachary Fox, who's basically got a left side of his body is bionic.
Yeah.
Specifically his arm and his leg.
His name's not Zachary Fox.
Strength.
Half and half.
When he uses his badge, the half man. When he uses his power, he can also sort of fire blasts from it. So he can use it like an arm cannon, basically.
Right.
Then you've got Nico.
Can I just, James, I'm sorry. I don't think that explanation is really helping Kane. Kane, what he does is he's able to boost his myoma muscles and tendons and channel bioelectric energy through the bionic amplifiers to produce an energy blast which is equivalent to 16 standard carbine shots.
Oh, now I get it. Fucking hell, that's what kind of description were yours?
Carry on, James.
God, yeah.
Has he got a gun as well? Bar, no. He can do that, but he's got a gun.
Yeah.
What's the point of the fucking gun?
And a laser arm.
I suppose his gun means he can conserve his power for when he needs a big shot.
In Jamie's world, everybody only ever has one gun. You've got a tank. Why do you need a gun?
Nico, in true sort of female form.
Here we go.
Editing time.
Can do energy shields because she would have offensive power at all.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they never have offensive power. It's always defensive, isn't it? You know, it's always like, oh, I can do shields, and
she's psychic though, right?
She can touch. She's psychic. So she can see bits and bobs.
She can see bits and bobs. Future and bobs.
I'm not selling this one. I'm not selling this one at all.
Kane, do you want to be able to see everybody's bits and bobs?
Yeah, see everyone's bits and bobs.
And I point out, she also has the ability to suck the power out of the other Rangers, isn't she?
Yeah, she can lift her head, can she?
If she touches them, she can draw their power out of them.
Does she suck the power out of them one at a time, or does she do sort of a couple at a time?
I think she can do multiple.
Yeah, especially if she could do all three, technically.
She can also move things so much, but I know I'm going to fuck it up. So I'm just leaving you
she
to
can
it.
Move things with her mind as well. She's got a bit of telekinesis as well.
She can move things with her mind.
Yeah.
Well, okay. She's shit. Move on.
And then Doc can talk to computers.
He's got a calculator. He's got a fucking calculator.
Then he calls tweakers.
Hold on.
So he's basically just a computer guy.
Jamie, did you say Nico's powers were shit?
Based, no. based on what James's explanation, it sounded poor compared to
Zachary. I wasn't Fox. Selling it.
Yeah.
But one guy can shoot a gun at his arm, and she can mind read people, create invisible shields,
she move can things with her mind. Bombs.
Yeah.
I think she's the one.
Well, let's finish them all first, right, before we decide.
Last but not least, Goose. Mm. So Goose essentially shape-shifting is what he can do. So he can, again, we've discussed this slightly before, he can't sort of choose the shape, but he shifts into whatever he needs to survive the thing. He's also got accelerated healing.
Yeah.
So he can heal himself very fast. And he's also... Well, that was a power or not. I think he's got heightened senses, so he can react to things faster.
He can smell, so
is
smell cheese.
Gun, is his gunslinging just a heightened...
I think it's a bit natural skill, but also maybe towards his power as well. Makes him a bit better and faster. But I think, obviously, we know he put a lot of time into the firing range, hence the way he didn't get attacked by the gas. So I think a lot of it is just natural, you know, sort of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Go on then, Kane.
Oh, I have to go first.
Yeah.
I think having a laser arm's pretty cool.
Mm.
But I like the idea of Gooseman's gunslinging shape-shifting ability, so I'm going to go Gooseman.
You can't pick your shape, though, remember, with him. It's just based on the environment he's in. So if you're in a battle...
Yeah, whatever I need to get out of the situation, then shoot him.
Nice.
How often, Kane, are you in situations you need to get out of? Where shapeshifting would have been useful.
And you need
just
to shoot
often
somebody.
Just as I need to shoot someone.
Well, that's why I think those two are a little bit weak.
Yeah.
I suppose if you were a Galaxy Ranger, yes, that would come in very handy. In your day-to-day life, currently, maybe not as handy.
But they've all got guns, right? So are we just saying he's a better gunman?
Nico's got a shotgun. She's got a pretty good shotgun. Yeah, he's quicker on the draw.
James, she's got two shotguns, brother.
Hey!
Talking of Nico and her ability to see bits and bobs, and Zachary Fox's split half and half. I'm mostly comfortable with. What's happened to his tackle?
It's half and half.
He's got half a cock and half.
Half and half down the
He's got length. Half bionic. He's got a bionic bollock.
Yeah, that one so drop a bit
that's
lower.
The easy part. One biological and one technical. But what about the rest of it?
maybe it's straight down the middle. So to be fair, you're half a bionic.
I think it's the top end, James. I think it's the head which is bionic.
The bionic bit would keep up the rest of the side of it. Yeah, it's like a splint. So you'd be fine. You only need half a bionic cock, don't you, really, to be fair?
It's like he's strapped a lollipop stick to the edge of it.
Yeah.
Why are you thinking that's due for your power?
Which one? Bionic cock?
Yeah.
No, I'm all right. I'm going Nico.
Yeah,
what,
me
being
too,
able to see bits and bobs?
See bits and bobs, move stuff with your mind.
Move stuff, shields.
Shields.
Okay. Suck off all the Rangers. Suck off powers of the Rangers, sorry.
Yeah.
What are you going for, Jamie?
I think Jamie should learn how to talk to computers.
There's not a fucking chance.
That's
my superpower.
I would pay to hear that conversation.
A fucking Casio calculator. There's not a chance.
I would pay to hear that conversation. I really would.
Computer, go. Go. I'm going to go with Zachary Fox. I am going with the big-ass gun on my hand. That's what I'm going for. Yeah. Close second is Nico. But, yeah, I think I'm going to... If we split him, I'm going to go with Zachary Fox.
Why are you going for Zach?
The strength, augmented strength, but also the energy blast as well is something that's pretty cool. You know me, guys. If you give me a gun, I'm taking a bazooka, so I'm going to pick the biggest gun. So I'm going to go with Zachary Fox.
Yeah.
I think Nico's got two bazookas.
I'm picking Nico.
What about you, Ben?
Now then, I was Gooseman all the way because I love the character, but Stu sort of talked me into Nico a little bit. I've got to be truthful. But the idea of the shapeshifting is pretty cool, but in my day-to-day life, I perhaps don't use that much. And in all fairness, probably Doc is better for me as a better fit.
Well, if you go with Doc, then we've covered all four between us, dude.
I'm going to go for Doc. I'm going to get my best tweaker out and... I'm gonna go for Doc.
In fairness, in the modern world, having control over any computer system,
it is pretty cool.
It's pretty handy.
It's going to come in handy, isn't it? In like I say, because I'm not a Galaxy Ranger, it's the most useful power for me, is what I do.
And do you get his quick-witted ability as well?
Hopefully, and his cash.
Yeah.
He also fights with a sword and a gun, so he's got a sword.
Yeah, you're a swordman, aren't you?
I love a good sword.
Just to clarify there, for anybody who's a big fan of Walter Doc Hartford, he is a swashbuckling character according to his character bio, who fights with a sword, a gun, and his fists.
Oh, it's just all
not just
badass.
A sword and a gun, he fights with his fists as well.
Oh, is that right?
That's what it says.
And he also sings some pretty cool songs.
What's your favourite?
After Little Richard, I'm going to go for Long Tall Sally.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm changing. I'm going for Ready Teddy. Ready Teddy's a pretty cool song. I like that era of music, so yeah. Let's go for Ready Teddy.
Is anybody going to watch any
Sally,
more?
By the way.
I'm going to nail the whole series, I think.
Is it just one season?
65 episodes it
I
is.
I think yeah, one season I think, but it's 65 episodes. Yeah, it's a hell of a lot.
Wow.
Is that like
He-Man style though, of one series or?
Yeah, but in back in the day, you see, they used to put a lot of
big
series, weren't there? You know, nowadays you're like, oh, you get 12 episodes in a season. It's like, nah, well, back in the 80s, no.
Do you know the ending, Bez?
I don't actually. No, I'm going to watch them all because, like I said, when Stu was saying, like, where did I watch them first time round? I don't think it was a channel that perhaps showed them all. This happened a lot, I think, when I was a kid. That the viewing times or the airing times were all a little bit strange, and they'd run a cartoon for, you know, maybe 10 or 12 episodes, and then it just disappear off the airwaves. So I'm pretty sure I haven't seen most of these episodes. I think I remember sort of four or five ones vividly, and the rest are all a bit of a blank. So yeah, I'm gonna see them all. What about you guys?
You're gonna watch 65 episodes of Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers?
Indeed, I am.
Good for you.
They make it up, dude, as they're going along. It seems like my notes every time are, this just doesn't make sense. Like, somebody kicks somebody in the head. Oh, what do we do here? Let's create a mini boglin to run around after people. Some mini boglin starts running after people.
I thought that little boglin looked like, and I can't remember what they were called. You used to put them on your finger.
Finglings? Like that's the finger. New things, isn't it? I know what you mean.
I don't know.
I've put many little monsters on my fingers in my time.
Perfect.
How do you jump to pedophilia with that, James?
Oh, I've never called an adult a little monster before.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, I'd love to watch a few more, but I just think as we're doing more podcasts with more cartoons, I just won't find the time.
Yeah,
if you're on your holidays, Kane, you could take some episodes with you and just sit around the pool and watch episodes of Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers.
Yeah, it's a good point. I did enjoy it though. I did really enjoy it, and I quite like the characters, and I would have I'd like to see how it ends.
This could have been a good computer game.
Agreed. Have we even said what episode we watched yet? Have we still not said what episode
it
was?
We said it at the start, Jamie.
Oh, did we?
No, but I'm going to edit it.
Sure?
So we did.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit it. So
I don't
we
think
did.
We yeah. Right.
And
I don't even know what episode
this,
we watched.
I think the episode numbers are a bit strange, to be fair. I don't think they always line up. If you look at different thingies, they've got different numbers against them.
That's so sneaky.
I'm not. So it's episode 45, Badge of Power.
What was the bad guy in this called, James?
Lazarus Slade. And
Slade.
Mogul.
Name, he's a cool mofo, isn't he? He's a cool dude.
Your description of him, Jamie, was spot on.
It is, right? That's pretty much spot on. So it's Freddie Mercury, Cruella de Vil, Wade Garrett from Roadhouse, and Claw from Inspector Gadget. It's literally a combination of all four of those.
Did you know James went to Freddie Mercury's birthday party?
And he met a 3 foot two Mr. T. Go on, Kane. Sorry, mate.
Bez, I just had one more question.
Mm-hmm.
We know the jester in the episode.
Yep.
Does he appear on every episode?
No.
What was the point of him then?
Yeah, he was just a random back. He made me laugh. But
I think he's in a few other episodes, but not every episode.
I just thought something was going to happen with him, but he was just mocking
fell
him.
Off.
Yeah, you see, the other thing in this series as well is it's not always the same villain or same villains essentially. So the Queen of Crowns, I think her name is the big baddie. You know, she sort of rules the galaxy. Mm. Or he's the big villain in the galaxy. But there are also like pirates. There are normally sort of Lazarus Slade. He's a separate character in his own right. You know, he doesn't really.
What's his power, James?
He's like a technomancy, so he can control computers. A bit like Doc, essentially. He's
got a calculator.
Of Doc. Yeah, and then you've got Mogul.
Is the what version of Doc?
The bad guy version.
Oh. Right.
And then you've got Mogul.
The calculator version.
Yeah. You got Mogul, who's obviously all about magic and things like that. And again, he's generally
he's
in
cool.
his own episodes. So, and there's, like I said, there's space pirates as well, who were in the first episode, which kidnapped Zachary Fox's wife. Zachary Fox?
Sexy Fox.
So, yeah, she's not in every episode. So it's quite nice to have a different sort of change of villains. It's not always the same villain every week.
Well, I feel like I've been involved in some kind of fever dream.
Yeah.
I'm convinced B.A. Brackus is quite tall.
He's not tall.
But I'm open to be wrong on that. I'm not convinced James met B.A. Brackus.
I've just checked. He was the shortest out of all the A-team.
There's no photographic evidence of this.
He's the shortest out of all the A-team.
I mean, Dwight Schultz was the tallest. But that isn't saying much, to be fair.
Yeah, I think Murdoch was the tallest, if I remember rightly. Followed by Hannibal.
Well, my dream is getting more insane.
Yeah.
We are just about at the end of the show. Has anybody else got anything else, Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers, that they want to share? Or any other famous people they've seen in theme parks?
Did Jamie actually tell us his famous person?
No.
Yeah, The Rock.
I didn't. No,
it was me. It was very similar to The Rock.
A few years back, we were in Disney World at Halloween, I saw Kevin Owens, the current WWE wrestler. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, another wrestler.
I thought you meant that comedian. What's his name?
Frankie Boyle.
No, the one who was in that MMA film.
Tommy Cooper.
No.
The thingy film.
Tom Gibran anime would be amazing.
The film.
Yeah,
Kevin Smith, something
like that.
Kevin James.
Yeah. Kevin James. Yeah. Here comes the boom.
That's it.
Great film.
Good film.
He's Kevin James. He's a legit fighter. He's a legit.
Is he really?
Fighter. Yeah, he's legit. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he's a legit fighter.
No. There's videos where I think he's an actor, isn't he?
I think he trained for Here Comes the Boom.
No, he used to do it in college. Like Bass Rutan, who's also in that film, he's legit. He used to do it at college. He's a legit fighter. Yeah, so he did train for it, but he's a decent fighter. Yeah. Well, according to Bass Rutan, who I really like, so
who's being paid by Kevin James?
I'm not sure. I think he might have just trained.
Maybe James means he could be good at fighting. You don't mean he actually had professional fights, do you? I'm assuming.
Well, he was in the wrestling team in college. So he was on his college wrestling team. He can fight a decent amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not fighting, right? That's kicking a fucking ball.
No, but I wouldn't class myself as a footballer.
Yeah, but I suppose
also
you can say that for a lot
good,
of things, right?
To be fair.
Yeah. What position do you play, Stu?
Centre half most of the time.
Left back.
Hey, in the changing rooms.
In the changing room.
Oh, God.
Centre half and half.
Anyway.
Part man, part machine. What does it mean?
I've got a shaft that is metal.
What was that from, James?
That was Good Looking Jane.
Oh, fuck's sake.
One of my favourites. If anybody wants a really great song about somebody who's half man, half machine, then look up GLC. Is it not GLC? Yeah, they are GLC, aren't they? Goldie Looking Chain, and their song Half Man, Half Machine. It's fantastic. He is a robot. On that note, We're going to post 75 tweets about all the nonsense we've talked about to help you guys out for this episode.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, you're in charge of that. Jamie, what else do we want people to tweet us about?
Well, before we do that, should we say what we're going to talk about next week? Well, I'm going to do it different this time, though. I'm going to read you out some quotes from this cartoon. You guys need to guess what it is.
I like it. Ooh. Quiz time.
You ready?
I knew there were a reason why Jamie wanted to bring this segment. Like,
look. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. We're ready. Yeah. Is there a prize?
Quote number one. Yeah, self-respect.
Oh, nice.
Quote number one. And I got to say this. I never liked you or your family or your dog.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Quote number two.
Well, I know there's got a guess, right? You've got to have a guess.
All right. Well, you can guess for each one if you go for it.
Yeah, got
the
to.
Problem on, is, if one, guess it, if one of you have a random guess and gets it right at this point, you fuck the whole segment up. But let's carry on.
It's been a random guess. Yes. So guess, guys, but don't get it right. Is Jamie's aim.
Go for it.
Snoopy.
Oh, good shout. No.
Simpsons.
No.
Go on.
Quote number two. Get out of my face or eat a flaming terror.
Hulk Hogan's cartoon.
A flaming terror.
The Goosebumps cartoon.
Wait a minute. No.
No.
Okay. We need three.
Next. Have you guessed here, James?
No. I'm thinking.
No, Beth, you've got a guess.
Okay.
Like catchphrase, you got to guess.
Or your dog. Ghostbusters?
Say what you see.
Is that what you're going for, James?
Yep.
I think he's got it.
I'm going to carry on with the rest of my quotes.
Oh.
Has he got it?
Remember, there could always be giant ants, like in Santa Clara in 1950. I've come to chew bubble gum and kick ectoplasm, and I'm all out of bubble gum. Anything that looks like Godzilla wearing an octopus hat shouldn't be hard to find. James has nailed it. It's the real Ghostbusters. I feel like I'm shooting my load a little bit early, but it's one of my favourites. It's the real Ghostbusters.
I thought it was Kevin James as MMA career.
Nice.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that because I remember it, but I don't really remember it.
That is a good show.
Sense. I remember it being hard. Watching it too much.
It's going to be tricky, but just picking one episode on that bad boy.
I've got my episode already lined up.
Sweet. Yeah,
they've all just come on YouTube as well, haven't they, Jamie?
Yeah, they've started reposting.
What else do we want people to tweet us about?
Yeah, give me some abuse. Let me know which, you know what, let us know which Ghostbusters episodes you like in advance, because it is a bit of a cult.
You can then ignore what they say, Jamie, and go their own one.
I can then reply to each one and say, wrong. And I can send some GIFs as well. That is just a guy just sticking his finger up saying, you're wrong with that.
That is nice.
So let us know that. Yeah, if we do the would you rather again, James, just clarify what your would you rather is, my friend.
Would you rather start every sentence with hey idiot or end every sentence with ha ha ha, I was only kidding?
Kane, how do you want people to tell us all this stuff?
Yeah, so you can find us on social media on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. If you search for By The Power Pod, you'll see us there. Also go to our website at bythepower.net. We're expanding it every day. We've got videos on there. We've got all our podcasts on there. We've got some information on there. You can see our avatars. It's looking really good. So visit bythepower.net or drop us an email at bythepowerpod@gmail.com.
Sweet. It's time to say goodbye. James?
Nope.
Jump time.
I thought you were going to go, ho!
It's nope. Goodbye from me. Yahoo!
It's bonjour from myself.
It's peace from me.
And I've already said it. I'm not saying goodbye.
You said what? Goodbye?
I'm not saying it.
Galaxy Rangers, ho!
Did you say goodbye to Mr. T?
Oh.
The fake Mr. T?
What's your best Mr. T impression, James?
Crazy fool.